Best soundbar under 500 in 2022, top brands review. You don't need a multi-$1,000 home theater system to have a quality home theater experience. A soundbar is an affordable way to bring high-fidelity sound to your television screen in any size room in your home. Channel soundbar will provide the rich bass you need in addition to being easy to install. A soundbar offers far greater sound quality than your average TV speaker, but the best ones are often overpriced. Luckily, there are some great options available for affordable. Hook Audio has compiled a list of the best soundbar under 500. Top best soundbars under 500. Best soundbar under $500, Vizio M-Series M5-12AH6. We've found the Vizio M-Series H6 to be the most affordable soundbar below $500. The well-constructed 5.1.2 setup is straightforward to use and has a neutral sound profile that allows you to listen to all the differences between audio sources. The dedicated subwoofer adds a little more punch to the bass range. Two discrete satellites are included in this setup that provides excellent surround performance. The unique design supports Dolby Atmos. It uses two up-firing drivers at the bar to bounce sound off the ceiling and back towards you to simulate height. You can even add sound enhancement features such as EQ presets, bass performance, and treble adjustments. This soundbar does not have premium enhancements such as room correction. The soundbar also lacks built-in voice control capabilities. However, according to the manufacturer, you can connect a third-party voice assistant device such as an Amazon Echo to the bar's aux VA port and manage it using a voice-controlled system. This soundbar is one of the best choices on Amazon. Pros: adjustments for bass and treble, it gets loud. Excellent center channel performance. Good surrounds performance. Cons: graphic EQ not available. Best customizable soundbar under $500, Samsung HWQ700A. The Samsung HWQ700A soundbar is our favorite under $500. It offers many customization options. You can adjust the soundbar's bass and treble and customize its sound with EQ presets such as Game Pro or Adaptive Sound. You can also access a voice enhancement feature in the Samsung SmartThings app that will make your dialogue more clear. This soundbar delivers a balanced mid-range with clear sound and detailed reproductions of vocals. The soundbar supports Dolby Atmos and DTS:X content. It uses its two up-firing speakers to simulate height. The manufacturer says that you can also connect the bar to your compatible Samsung TV for an immersive sound experience. This setup does not have an external sub. However, it can still reproduce the resounding bass thump. It may not be suitable to listen to bass-heavy music like EDM or hip-hop and may not produce the same rumble in action-packed scenes. To add more boom and punch to your mixes, you can adjust the subwoofer level. Pros: Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Apple AirPlay compatibility. Presets and graphic EQ, it gets loud. Dolby Atmos support and DTS:X support. Cons: Chromecast is not supported. Low bass is not available. If you want to pair Samsung subwoofer to soundbar without remote, please check our article. Best small soundbar under $500, Sonos Beam Gen 2. We've found the Sonos Beam Gen 2 to be the most compact soundbar under $500. The bar is small and well-built. It uses side-firing drivers to provide a large soundstage that rivals those from home theater tower speakers. Sonos Beam supports Dolby Atmos, unlike the original Sonos Beam or other Sonos speakers. The Sonos Beam soundbar's sound profile is pretty neutral out of the box. However, vocals and lead instruments can be a little muddy because of the extra bass range. You'll receive more than a speaker. The Beam Gen 2 connects to the Sonos app and gives you access to the entire ecosystem. This includes Wi-Fi connectivity, Spotify Connect, AirPlay 2, AirPlay 2, and Sonos Radio. You can adjust the bass and treble settings to create a more neutral sound. You can also access the TruePlay room correction feature on compatible iOS devices. Unfortunately, this setup isn't Bluetooth compatible, which can be limiting for some users. Sonos Beam is also unable to reproduce the resounding low bass thump or rumble. If you wish to be easily upgraded, you can buy a new external subwoofer or satellite separately from the manufacturer. Pros: good sound and features, respectable virtual Dolby Atmos, elegant and sleek design. Cons: SSO overhead audio, there is no spare HDMI input, there is no TruePlay Android, no separate subwoofer. Best 2.1 soundbar under $500, Samsung HWA550. The Samsung HWA550 is our top choice for a 2.1 channel soundbar. It costs less than $500. This premium soundbar offers a balanced, neutral sound profile that can listen to a huge difference in audio formats. You can turn it up for a party and movie theater. The best Samsung soundbar has many sound enhancement options. You can customize the soundbar's proper profile by using graphic EQ presets, and bass and treble adjustment. The adaptive sound preset can enhance the clarity and crispness of voices. This soundbar does not support Dolby Atmos content, and the surround performance isn't excellent. You may also not hear a lot of low bass in action-packed movies, TV shows, and music. It's still a perfect choice for those who prefer a 2.1 channel system. Pros: presets and graphic EQ adjustments for bass and treble dialogue enhancement feature. Cons: low bass is not available. No Atmos support. Performance is affected by poor surrounds. Best budget soundbar, Vizio versus Series 551H6. The Vizio V-Series 551H6 is our favorite soundbar. The 5.1 system includes two little matching surround speakers and a powerful subwoofer, which help produce a punchy, thumping bass. The default sound profile of the 5.1 setups is pretty neutral, so it can be used to listen to much different audio content. The soundbar has various enhancement options, including bass and treble adjustments and EQ presets such as movie and music. To make your voice clearer and crisper, you can use the dialogue enhancement feature. You can also crank the volume up when you're at parties, as it doesn't compress. This soundbar does not support Dolby Atmos content. Although it has a decent soundstage performance, it is not as impressive as bars like the Vizio M-Series M512A6. It has good focus, so sound objects seem like they come from a precise pinpoint spot on the soundstage. Hashtag Vizio V-Series 551H6. Pros: dialogue enhancement feature. Bluetooth connectivity for EQ presets. Cons: doesn't support Atmos content. Best value, Yamaha YAS-209. The Yamaha YAS-209 soundbar is our favorite in this price range because it sounds great, it's simple to set up, and has tons of features. It does not offer Dolby Atmos, so you will need to move one slot down. However, it has everything you need, including an extra HDMI input for your streaming box or gaming console, Wi-Fi streaming, virtual surround sound system, built-in Alexa voice assistant, and Wi-Fi streaming. You won't be disappointed by the built-in Alexa. It is easy to mute all the microphones at the top of the bar and use the soundbar instead of a traditional soundbar. This is where the soundbar shines. Although the Yamaha YAS-209 sound quality is not as good as expensive audiophile systems and bars with multiple up-firing speakers for Dolby Atmos immersion or bar with multi-up-firing drivers, it still delivers excellent value for money. The clarity of the sound is perfect, the external subwoofer's bass response is robust, and the dialogue is straightforward thanks to clear voice EQ. The bar also offers several sound modes, including DTS, X virtual surround sound, which expands the soundstage. This makes it easy to adjust the EQ according to your preference. You can stream your favorite music, TV shows, and podcasts over any Wi-Fi network, including Spotify Connect, or Bluetooth connectivity. You can get more from a premium soundbar, but it's difficult to fault this simple yet powerful sound system. Yamaha's YAS-209 soundbar is of great value and offers many features. Pros: great value for money. Cons: no center channel. Best for gaming, Razer Leviathan. Razer Leviathan was designed specifically for gaming and can even be used with large gaming monitors. You can pair a soundbar with a TV to watch movies and stream music. It works well with all audio types but is especially well suited to the footfalls and explosions of video games. It is not as powerful as a traditional soundbar, so interested buyers need to know the limitations. The first is that there's no remote. It can't be used with a TV in the same room. The bar can be sat close to your gaming console and provides powerful sound. It won't blend in with most setups. Because Razer's green snake's emblem decorates it, it might not fit very well into your smaller space's decor. A more traditional bar is better if you look to improve the dialogue in movies or boost your favorite TV shows. This compact soundbar and subwoofer combination is an excellent choice if you want to enhance your gaming experience. Pros: solid audio quality, gamers get great value. Cons: no far away polarizing design. Best soundbar under $500 with HDMI ARC, Bose Smart Soundbar 300. Are you looking for clarity and fidelity as well as versatility that an ARC connection offers? The soundbar can be set up in minutes using a single HDMI cable. This soundbar is easy to use and doesn't require complicated or multiple cables. Bose Smart Soundbar 300 delivers a large soundstage, clear dialogue, and deep bass to support movies, music, and gaming content. You can use the soundbar's built-in voice assistant to connect to your digital butler and control your smart home from anywhere. This Bose soundbar is easy to set up and operate. It's the type of soundbar that you can use to hook up older people in your home without dealing with tech support calls. The Bose Simple Sync connection lets you connect with Bose headphones models to enjoy late-night movie viewing without disturbing the family. The soundbar can be used with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connections, Spotify Connect, and Apple AirPlay 2. Pros: slim and compact design. Cons: lack wireless external subwoofer. Smallest soundbar under $500, Roku STREAMBAR. Roku Streambar has the smallest and most versatile soundbar packages on the market. It also has streaming built in. People who don't have enough space to install a soundbar or home theater package. The Roku Streambar is the perfect soundbar for you if you are on a soundbar hunt and need to find the smallest footprint possible. The Roku Streambar is a small, versatile TV speaker that can double as a Roku streaming device or a soundbar. It's small but packs a considerable audio punch in wide soundstage. It has a surprisingly strong bass for a soundbar this small, and it is very well balanced. It is straightforward to set up the Roku Streambar. The remote can also be linked up so that you can control your TV from it. You can play music via Bluetooth, and you have the option to add a Roku wireless subwoofer or surround sound system to this soundbar. Four 1.9-inch full-range drivers are included in the speakers. They can also handle Dolby audio. There are two sound modes, one to clarify speech and the other to crank up the bass. The specs are complete with voice leveling. Pros: smallest and most versatile soundbar. Samsung 3.1 HWR 650 soundbar. The Samsung soundbar is excellent as it is. But when you combine it with a Samsung TV, all the features shine. It is also easily upgradable if you want a complete home theater system setup. 1. Go. The Samsung soundbar was designed to add to it later and create a complete setup. The HWR 650 can be used with the wireless surround kit. This kit can also be purchased separately. The wireless surround kit can be integrated seamlessly with your soundbar to complete the setup and give you an entire 5.1 channel system. This soundbar is an excellent value for money in terms of sound quality. The soundbar's overall quality sound is well balanced, with some volume behind it. Thanks to the dedicated center channel, you can also enjoy precise vocal audio. Smart sound technology enhances the sound effect, dynamic and flexible. This allows the soundbar to detect what you're watching or listening to music and adjust the volume accordingly to maximize your sound quality for that specific use. This is a compact solution to not fiddle with the default settings and constantly reach for the remote to get a perfect balance. This soundbar is sure to make your life easier. The Samsung HWR 650 also offers game mode. This will enhance your sound experience and improve the sound quality when playing games. This soundbar is solidly built and has a mighty 340W power. The HWR 650 soundbar is an excellent choice with many great features, high sound quality, volume, and trusted craftsmanship. This soundbar would delight anyone. However, if you already own a Samsung TV, you will get even more benefits from it. Pros: balanced, loud sound. Cons: number 4K pass-through. Vizio SB36512F6 full-pack device with rear speakers. This soundbar is one of the best soundbars under $500 and offers excellent sound with excellent bass. It also includes rear speakers, which make the soundbar more immersive than soundbars at this price range. The device is attractively wrapped in black cloth and has silver-colored ends. The volume status is indicated by LED indicators but not active inputs. It has impressive connectivity and supports HDMI, one input, one audio output to support the ARC, optical cable and coaxial connections, USB and Bluetooth relationships. The Ethernet port can also be used for wired connectivity. Smartcast, a Chromecast extension called Smartcast, is included with the unit. This allows you to connect your soundbar to your smartphone, tablet to stream content. Pros: separate adjustment of surround sound speakers, subwoofer. Satellite speakers use color-coded inputs in blue and gray to indicate which smart speaker is which. RCA cables can be extended to approximately 28 feet. Cons: only the supplied external sub can be used in conjunction with this unit. It is not possible to exchange it in the future. Dolby Atmos can only be augmented horizontally, but not vertically, to reap the benefits in a two different dimensions plane. KLIPSCH Cinema 600, you'll never step on a cinema again. When it comes to explaining the sound quality, high definition is not enough. They have managed to combine enhanced dialogues and great bass. This is the place to find the best bass reproducer and voice clarity enhancement. Each soundbar has dual Tractrix horns. These horns are more accurate in recapturing the sounds and have lower distortion than other exponential horns. The fantastic sound coming out of the horn is affected by the shape of its horn. The bar will produce crisper and more efficient sounds. This is the most exclusive woofer experience you've ever had. They are not to be found anywhere else. The Cinema Series soundbars have external wireless subwoofers that are highly praised for their power and versatility. This is the giant woofers can get. You can hear the thundering bass and understand the voices without trying. This is the best option for apartment dwellers who want a more relaxed sound and music experience. These materials can be challenging to find within this price range. If you're lucky, you will be stuck with plastic or a silver metal plate. Modern soundbars and woofers feature actual wood construction. Your design is better, and plastic consumption is less, so everyone can win. Pros: in every mode, the bar produces flawless sounds. You can connect external add-ons and make it a surround system. While the subwoofer's power is impressive, other sounds remain bright and clear. Simple assembly and setting up. Cons: some users reported intermittent remote work from their devices. Soundbars under $500 buyer's guide. You can expect significant improvements to your TV speakers with the best soundbars under $500. You will be able to enjoy your favorite movies and music at home with more clarity and bass. Although reviews are helpful, it is essential to identify the key features to help you choose the right soundbar. Follow our guide to ensure you make the right choice. Size. All of our reviews show that bigger is not always better, especially if there's no room. Before you decide which amazing soundbar is suitable for you, consider your TV and space. Soundbars work best in small to medium-sized rooms. Your soundbar can be used in larger rooms with the addition of a rear satellite speaker and external subwoofers. Soundbars should be the same compact size and shape as TVs in a living area. It can be challenging to find the same width, so you might consider going a few inches smaller. While the soundbar will still produce great sound, it won't replace your TV speakers. Speaker driver. The speaker drivers power the soundbar. Soundbar, also known as channels, they are responsible for delivering great sound to your ears. Multi-directional speakers will give you the best soundbars under $500 and acoustics in your living room. The sound can bounce off walls and ceilings to ensure an excellent performance every time. The model number, which is followed by the number, indicates how many rear speakers the soundbar has. A Yamaha YAS 209 soundbar with a 2.1 channel will have two tracks and a subwoofer. Although a 3.1 soundbar has more canals than a 2.0, the sound experiences will differ due to more factors. A soundbar that features more channels can produce surround sound better. Two tracks, such as the Yamaha YAS 209, will work fine. However, an authentic surround system would require at least 5 channels. Many other factors influence the soundbar's build quality, but we will get to that later. Subwoofer type. If you are looking for the best soundbar below $500, whether the unit includes a subwoofer is worth considering. This is especially important if you want deep bass tones and better sound quality. You can either build the subwoofer directly into the soundbars or connect it as a separate unit. Many built-in subwoofers, such as those in Confident Sony and Yamaha models, are smaller. If you want thundering bass, it lacks power. Built-in subwoofers have the advantage of taking up less space but providing more bass. A wireless sub will give you more bass to fill the room if you have enough space. We have found that separate heroes perform better than integrated ones in our reviews. You can also use the wireless connection to locate the appropriate place for the extra component. Surround sound and Dolby Atmos DTS:X. For cinematic surround sound, you don't need multiple speakers or drivers. With advanced technology, a soundbar can produce virtual 3D surround sound. Dolby Atmos soundbars of the highest sound quality allow you to enjoy a cinematic surround system. Dolby Atmos DTS:X and Dolby Digital Technology are industry leaders in audio technology that provide a truly immersive home theater experience. Dolby Digital Plus and Dolby Atmos are excellent surround sound options in budget soundbars, such as the Klipsch Cinema 600. Other brand-specific technologies may be available in soundbars, such as SDA Technology and Sony S-Force. Components of your soundbar can also achieve authentic surround sound. A soundbar below $500 will have rear satellite surround speakers and subwoofers to get the most realistic sound. A single soundbar with the right technology and setup can provide a virtual 3D surround if you don't have enough space. Maximum volume. Mounting the main soundbar on the wall above or below your TV is such a way to save space and create a beautiful setup. For the great soundbar sound, wall mount under or above the TV. All soundbars below $500 are compact and lightweight. Any model should be capable of handling maximum volume. To achieve seamless audio and picture synchronization, we recommend that your soundbar be placed as close as possible to the TV. Dialogue. Soundbars are designed to bring out dialogue from movies. It is essential that you can hear the words being spoken clearly. Soundbars that are the best will deliver clear vocals thanks to the technology inside. Soundbars that have 3 or more channels include a channel dedicated to speech. This center speaker is to improve the dialogue using tuning technologies like sound modes, voice clarity, and other features. It will increase the listener's experience by increasing the volume of the dialogue. Wireless connection. Bluetooth is an excellent feature for streaming music. Wireless connectivity can be added to some soundbars for easy access to your music collection via music streaming services or apps. For setting up soundbars, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi connections can be very useful. You can also improve sound quality by using wireless speakers such as Sonos Beam. It can be messy to connect a soundbar with TVs using wires. However, these wireless connectivity options give you more options without the clutter. Wi-Fi is essential if your system supports multi-room setups such as the Beam. If you enjoy wireless streaming content, make sure it's compatible with Apple AirPlay. Wired connections. The best soundbars under $500 will have either HDMI or digital optical connectivity. Both options support great audio quality. Blu-ray soundtracks can be played through multi-channel soundbars with high-definition audio, such as the Sony and Yamaha YAS models. Through its pass-through function, HDMI supports Ultra HD content like 3 Kelvin and 4K video. This is not possible with analog connectivity. We recommend connecting the soundbar via HDMI to ensure compatibility and high performance. HDMI port allows viewers to switch between different video source components quickly. The HDMI ARC port, audio return channel, will enable TVs and soundbars to send audio signals back. This requires only one connection between your TV and your soundbar. Voice control. Smart soundbars can be used to control your smart home via voice control if you like the idea of an intelligent house. Sony models like the Yamaha YAS 209, Sonos Beam have built-in Alexa and Google Assistant built-in. Others can sync with compatible devices. Virtual assistants enable music control and connection to TVs via voice control. Soundbars with close to 500 users often share this feature. You can use it for more than just setting up your devices. Control. You can use a compatible app or a handy remote to adjust settings. Although soundbars come with their remotes, universal remotes can be programmed to control all components of your entertainment system. When it comes to changing the soundbar, compatible apps can be handy. These apps also offer advanced features that a remote control can't provide, such as treble or bass sliders. Setup. The setup of the soundbar should take only a few minutes. The soundbar comes with everything you need, including the remote control, cables, manual, and batteries. You might consider reading reviews to find out how complex the setup is. Or, you could refer to our guides for setting up iLive soundbars. Even if your tech skills are not the best, you will be able to connect the wires and get your soundbar running. FAQs. Are budget soundbars any good? The short answer is they can. It would help if you always read reviews about soundbars to ensure a good user experience. However, some soundbars are much more affordable than others. Are there any wireless budget soundbars? Even in the past few years, the home theater audio market has advanced significantly. Wireless soundbars are now affordable. Where should you place a soundbar? Soundbars should be placed directly below the TV. Depending on how you set it up, you can mount it to the wall or place it on top of your TV or near stand TV. For the best soundscape, place it directly below the TV screen. You run the risk that panoramic sound will leak into the room if you put a soundbar higher than the TV screen and mounted speakers. The audio should be coming directly towards you. It's a good idea also to check your room layout and ensure that your TV is at the right height and centered in front of the main seating area. Maybe you want to know more, https://hookaudio.com/where-should-a-soundbar-be-placed/. Conclusion. They are the best soundbar for under 500, but you should check the specs and read our comparison to see which one best suits your needs. The best soundbars are the ones that have the right specs, are not so essential or cheap sounding, and have great features and audio quality. With so many good options on the market today, finding a solid performer can be challenging. Hopefully, this article has helped you narrow down your choices and ensure you get a good value with whatever choice you make.